You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. Why don't you? Almost said 13. As we walk around the back, we are in the 8 o'clock hour, the outdoor living hour. And recently, we kind of had made a restructure to the event where the first Saturday of the month, we bring in the department, Arizona Farm Bureaus.
Mm-hmm.
Second Saturday, we bring in John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service talking arboricultural. Third Saturday, we talk with Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice, all things gardening, nursery, and landscape. Fourth Saturday, we have Farmer Greg with the Urban Farm. But there's four times a year we have this mysterious fifth Saturday, and I've been using that for various different things. For example, today, we were going to bring in the representative from the Arizona Department of Agriculture to follow up with Rosie's Hour with Rita McGuire talking water. I thought, you know, agriculture is the biggest consumption of water in the state, and that would be a great follow-up. But when we scheduled that, no one realized it was Easter weekend. Our guests had plans with family, and it just didn't work out. So Jen walked in and said, so I'm finishing the newsletter to go out Thursday. What are you going to talk about? And we close on Friday to observe Good Friday
right. In
the office. So she... like, you know, Jen, I don't know. I got a cancellation, and I've got to figure that out. So she said, well, can I make any calls? I handed her my cell and said, look, here in our CRM, here's our go-to people. Just start texting everyone and see who can be there. And I have before me a panel of experts, unstoppable experts. We've got John Eisenhower with Integrity Tree Service. Good morning.
Good morning. Yay.
Farmer Greg with the Urban Farm.
Yes.
And you have brought in special guests and returning guest Kari Peterson, who now...
Kari
Spencer.
Sorry.
This is Farmer Greg Peterson.
Yes. Kari Spencer.
You were up early, I know.
We both have very common last names.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
And you can add author to your name.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm holding about a 250 page?
About 360 some page book, yes.
All about?
All about urban farming, growing food and raising livestock in the city.
And it's something you've put together here specifically for our Arizona and climate.
Well, there is information here specifically for our climate, but this book is really for anybody. It teaches you how to find out what are the best growing methods in your area. And I touch on some specifics for different climates, but there is a lot of information here for Arizona.
And if you'd like to jump on the line, did I give the number? I said we've got unstoppable guests, and to call in, but I don't think I gave the number. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text to 411-923 or send an email if you need help with plant or insect identification. Snap a picture and send it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. We have a couple follow-ups we were talking about earlier. Our last Talking Tree segment, Aleppo pine blight had come up, and you've had some additional research since that last broadcast and an update for any homeowner or just as important, any neighbor to someone with an Aleppo pine. Those things, they tumble down or they affect more than one property in a lot of cases.
Yeah, we have a lot of disease and pathogens and insect problems across the valley affecting lots of shrubs, flowers, ground cover. But this is a big issue because it's dealing with probably one of the largest trees we have here in the valley and lots of them. And it primarily targets the Aleppo pines and the mature ones. It's the big ones that are having the biggest problems. They're the ones that have the greatest nutritional and water needs, of course. And if being planted in the urban environment where they have limited rooting space, they have they're already kind of on that edge of their limits in regard to tolerating stress. So if those are affected by these stress factors such as the culture conditions and the soil compaction, drought problems, lack of winter rain, it's a sad thing to look across town, see these beautiful mature Aleppo pines really fighting for their life right now. So,
well, they're the biggest of the big ones, aren't they? I mean,
they
you take four people to put your arms all the way around one of the big ones, right?
I know. That's why it's such a serious issue because, you know, you drive across town and you can hardly see an Aleppo pine that's not affected. And when you see large stands of these, and they can be, you know, 70, 80, 100 feet tall, it's a sad thing to see them declining and possibly dying. So we can talk about that if you'd like to talk about some of those symptoms. Some of the research is showing that the universities and plant pathologists, the Arizona State Land Department have been doing some extensive research since the first large outbreak that we experienced about 10 years ago. This is 10 years later, very same symptoms presenting, but this time it's more widespread. It's affecting pines in Las Vegas, in Tucson, across the Southwest, identical to our symptoms here. But nobody can put their finger on a single pathogen that's involved. Although we're finding pathogens such as Diplodia, which isn't common to the Southwest normally, which is a tip blight issue that we're finding that there. We're finding some mites. We're finding other disease and insect pathogens. But we're thinking they're secondary, that it's the stress issues that's causing this widespread susceptibility to these secondary pests, which now come in and start to do their damage.
Well, and that really speaks to a lot of what Kari and I speak to, and that's that if you keep the plant healthy, so it's really our job to make sure that we put water, fertilizer, a healthy environment around this tree, right?
Right. We say, as go the roots, so go the shoots.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a nice rooting environment and that's conducive to good root development, mm-hmm. then, of course, the above ground parts of the tree are going to be doing better. But, you know, you have these trees that have been in a location for 20, 30, 40. And in the case of the pines in my yard, which are affected, have been in there since 1970, you know, over 50 years, going on 50 years. And so we have these trees that have exhausted all of the available rooting space. They have limited nutrients, and now unless you have some very good growing conditions such as flood irrigation, they're really stressed. Mm.
So if you don't have flood irrigation, what can a homeowner do to keep those trees from becoming stressed?
Well, you're sort of chasing the symptoms at this point. If you have presenting symptoms, you know, whether some of these treatments I'll recommend are going to help or not is debatable, but you can start deep watering. Of course, we have soaker hoses around our trees, and every 3 or 4 weeks, we're letting them run about 24 hours, just slowly getting a nice deep saturation around the trees. Mm-hmm. Our trees are around a lawn irrigation, but it's just fertilized every couple of days with a light, you know, a shallow irrigation that's suitable for the lawn. But they're not getting that deep saturation that they enjoy. In fact, the Aleppo pine is from the Mideast. In fact, there's a community in Syria called Aleppo from which the trees are named. They get winter rains every year. The Mediterranean area gets a cycle of winter rains, which really keeps those trees in their native setting well supplied with all the water they need for the year. We don't enjoy that here. And when we have particularly dry winters, like we did last year in 2016 going into 2017, it could be that the symptoms we're seeing in late 2017 and now are due to a year ago low rainfall in 2016 winter. And then, of course, we had that wicked hot summer in June, which didn't help things. You know, that puts additional stress on a lot of trees. Of course, when trees are photosynthesizing, one of the byproducts of that is water vapor. So loss of water. When trees are just enduring a very, very hot summer, they're giving up a lot of those energy reserves and water resources that they store for difficult times like this. But once those resources are depleted, then they're on the edge. And all it takes is a few more additional stresses, and we see symptoms like we're seeing now.
One of my big solutions for keeping trees healthy is putting a basin around them with at least 6-8 inches of woody mulch, like happens in the forest. So if we're out there constantly raking up all of the stuff around the base of the trees, it's probably not such a good thing, eh?
No. Yeah, we certainly recommend leaving that leaf litter if you can. Mm-hmm. And some people just can't do that, and it's difficult. But, yeah, we leave all of our pine needles underneath all the trees, and it starts creating a duff of, you know, 6 or 8 inches of pine needles, which is great. It, you know, reduces the water loss through evaporation from the soil surface, and basically conditions the soil, encourages nitrogen cycling, as well as just improving that microbiology in the soil by keeping that duff layer above above the ground. So
yeah, and this you can do for any tree. We're talking sure. all trees that you have in the ground. You want to put a, you know, a nice thick layer of woody mulch. In my fruit tree program, I call it my 6-6 rule, 6-inch of woody mulch, 6-foot diameter basin.
Beautiful.
Minimum.
Yeah, good policy.
What's the name of that video you told me to watch like 2 years ago and I still haven't? Return to Eden or something
like
that?
Hold on. Oh, hold on. You're trying to figure out a video from 2 years ago?
I still have it bookmarked.
Back to Eden film.
Yes. It's a great film.
So, Carr, you've obviously seen it.
I've seen it a few times, yes.
What am I missing by not watching this? It's not hard to find. It's about an hour long. It's on YouTube.
It's free to watch. Yes, it's a fascinating film about how organic matter can really, you know, just supercharge the soil and make growing food so much easier and more productive. And I really love it because it's basically an easy, easy way to grow things and not have to fertilize them a whole lot. And it also holds moisture in the soil. So I recommend that film for anybody to take a look at.
Back to Eden.
It's so good. He talks about, you know, fish have scales, birds have feathers, and we have skin to protect ourselves. He talks about mulch being the skin of the earth. He says that leaf litter is literally protecting our planet. We end up raking it up, sweeping it up, throwing it away.
And then we fertilize.
And we rake our.
It's like, what are we
especially
thinking?
Especially in the desert. So yeah. if you can't leave the leaf litter in place because it's going to blow all around and create a mess in your yard, at least you could do as Greg is suggesting, compost those leaves and then return that mulch back to the soil in a 1 or 2 or 3 inch layer of soil over the ground around your plants.
Absolutely. I forget the percentages, but when you add organic matter to the soil, it holds water incredibly.
So back to Eden. I am going to watch it one day. I am going to watch it, but it's a little difficult to find an hour to carve out at the Whitman Plantation to watch it. But if you joined us last week, you learned about Farmer Greg's method of controlling weeds, where he takes a knife and he cuts the weed and compost it. You've heard Rosie's method of his propane bottle and his flamethrower. Well, Bonide's got a solution for you as well called Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. If you're looking for something that's people and pet friendly and you don't have a time to sit there and burn it with a flame or cut it down with a knife, you can just spray it. You'll see results within 24 hours. And it's so safe, you can put it right into flower gardens, vegetable gardens on the base. It will solve any type of weed or grass problem you're fighting. Bonide products are family made in America, and you can find them all over the state, including Mesquite Valley Growers in Tucson and Phoenix. You can find it at Treeland Nurseries and in Prescott Waters Garden Center out on Iron Spring Road. If you're trying to battle a weed problem organically, it's Bonide's Burnout Weed and Grass Killer.